Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, before we commence tonight's program, I make a humble appeal that we should please ensure that we are not blocking any person who wishes to go home. Do not obstruct any vehicle. Do not park in somebody's driveway. It's going to be very disturbing to keep on announcing number plates. We'll be disturbing the program. So please, if you're unsure about your car, then please go and check before we start the program, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa habibana wa maulana Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'd fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim wa rabbukal ghafuru dhur rahmah sadaqallahul 'azim. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the great jurist, the great scholar, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayh, when he was on his deathbed, a friend of his by the name of Faqir bin Miskin, rahmatullahi alayh, went and visited him. So he asked Imam al-Shafi'i, rahmatullahi alayh, كيف أصبحته? How are you feeling? So he replied, أصبحت من الدنيا راحلا ولإخواني فارقا ولإخواني مفارقا ولكأس المنية شاربا. He says, I am now on the moment of departure from this world. I'm leaving this world. And I'm saying goodbye to all my friends. We are now going to separate my brothers, my friends. The time has come for departure and parting. And it is time now for me to drink from the goblet of maut. And then he says, Fala adri. Ila jannati tasiru ruhi fa uhanniha. أَمْ إِلَى النَّارِ فَأُعَزِّيهَا. A great scholar. The sage of his time. A man who dedicated his entire life in the khidmat of deen. He says, I do not know whether my soul is going to go to Jannat so I can congratulate it now. Oh, it's going to Jahannam that I may now begin to console it and make ta'ziyah of it. ثُمَّ أَنْشَدَ. Then he, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, mentioned a few couplets. He says, لَمَّا قَسَى قَلْبِي وَضَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبُ جَعَلْتُ الرَّجَى مِنِّي لِعَفْوِكَ سُلَّمَا تَعَظَمَنِي ذَنْبِي فَلَمَّا قَرَنْتُهُ بِعَفْوِكَ رَبِّي كَانَ عَفْوُكَ أَعْظَمَ. He says, when my heart became hard and all the roads became very, very narrow. In other words, he was expressing his feeling, and of course this was his humility. He says, when I felt so miserable and wretched, I felt that my sins had accumulated so much and piled up, and I was such a great sinner. And what is going to happen to me now? So in this condition, he did not lose hope. Like how we heard in tonight's Isha, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah calls out to His servants, oh my beloved servants, who have transgressed, who have done wrong, who have disobeyed me, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. So Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi says, when I felt so tight and narrow, constricted, then I placed hopes in Allah. I made that my sullam, my ladder towards reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I needed to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pinned my hopes only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I had raja in me. Raja is the opposite of khawf. Khawf means fear. Raja means hopes. You see, ta'azamani zambi. My sins were very, very weighty upon me. But when I joined that and I compared that to the vast mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I realized that the af of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah was much greater. Look at the sabak Imam al-Shafi'i rahmatullah leaves us with. No matter what sins we have committed, besides associating part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shirk, that is something Allah never forgives. But we still have hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala narrates a riwayat, and he says that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and he said, if you wish, in shi'tum amba'atukum, if you wish, I could inform you of the very first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the believers with on the day of Qiyamah, and what the response will be of the believers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on that day of Qiyamah, Allah will ask the believers, أَحْبَبْتُمْ لِقَائِي? Did you wish to meet me? Did you desire to meet me? The believer will say, Naam, Ya Allah, Ya Rabbana, O Allah, yes indeed. Allah will ask him, Walima, why was it so? And they will answer, Afwaka wa maghfirataka. Ya Allah, we desired your forgiveness, your pardoning us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I have pardoned all of you, I have forgiven you. Ulama have explained about maghfirat, forgiveness. Ibn Arabi rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned the stages of maghfirat. I will just mention one important point of maghfirat, is that person will come on the day of Qiyamah and Allah will cover him. Allah will bring him very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will conceal him. And Allah will make him acknowledge and confess the various sins he committed. فَيُقَرِّرُهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ أَتَعْرِفُ ذَنْبَ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Don't you recall that sin, certain time, certain day you did? يَقُولُ نَعْمُ. He say, Wallah, yes. He'll confess. My beloved brothers and elders, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, in the dunya, كُنْتُ أَسْتُرُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. I concealed it from the people. I did not expose your faults, your weaknesses, your sins. وَأَنَا أَغْفِرُهَا. And today, in this, on the day of Qiyamah, today, I am forgiving you. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course. You and I have to be sincere. When we make tawbah, istighfar, we must be genuine. It does not be just for the occasion, or when it suits us, when we experiencing some problem, financial problem, some domestic problem, some social problem, now we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the moment things become better for us and change, then we revert to old habits, we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah's kindness, Allah's mercy is vast. Allah gives us great, great opportunities to seek His forgiveness. And tonight is one night wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to forgive us. Yes, so many ahadith. Yes, many of them are weak narrations. However, the great scholars have mentioned very, very clearly and explicitly that combined all these narrations, there is no doubt in the auspiciousness of this Laylatul Bara, the 15th night of Shaban. So let us not deprive ourselves of this blessed night. In the various narrations, هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there any person seeking forgiveness so I may forgive him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out to us. Is there any person who is in some bala, some musibat, some difficulty, فَأُعَافِيهِ, so I can give him afiyat and I can remove him from that problem? Is there any person seeking rozi, I may provide for him? Is there any person seeking my mercy, I may shower my mercy upon him? Is there any sa'il, any beggar, any person wanting any need to be fulfilled, I am ready to fulfill his need? Allah is calling out to you and I. And Allah forgives so many people on this night, which is known as in amongst the ulama, the scholars, as Laylatul Bara'ah. Bara'ah means emancipation. Emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. So many souls are emancipated from the fire of Jahannam on this blessed night, more than the hair on the backs of the goats and sheep of the Banu Kalb tribe. Amongst the Arabs, they are very, very famous for having the livestock, especially the Bedouins. They would graze the animals. The Banu Kalb tribe was well known and famous for the large number of goats they used to have, more than any other tribes. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to express the number of people whose souls will be emancipated from the fire of Jahannam on this 15th night of Shaban, he used the example of the Banu Kalb tribe, which had the most amount of goats in the hundreds or thousands, and on each goat, the countless number of hair that each goat has, combined now all those goats of the Banu Kalb tribe, the amount of hair on each goat, collectively, what does it amount to? More than that number Allah Ta'ala emancipates from the fire of Jahannam. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a blessed night. Yes, there are few people who are not forgiven on this Mubarak night. May Allah not make us among such people. In the various books of Ahadith, certain categories have been mentioned. The one is a mushrik, one who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah keep us away from shirk. Always, may Allah give us a strong iman, may Allah make us live with iman, die with iman, a kamil iman. May Allah give us the sweetness of iman. Then there are those who disobey their parents. There are those who sever ties with family people. Those who harbor malice in their hearts for others. Those men who lower their garments below the ankles. An alcoholic. So these are a few of the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept their dua. Allah does not forgive them. Therefore, what we should be doing is making sincere tawbah. The moment we make sincere tawbah, we abandon that sin and we make amends with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah for forgiveness and Allah wipes out that sin completely. And I mentioned to you the vastness of Allah's mercy and how Allah ta'ala wishes to forgive. And therefore He has created such opportunities. He had made this night different from other nights. Like how Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, extremely an auspicious night, a great night, the night of majesty. And various things are attributed to that night, and the glory of that night, and the virtues of that night, like that is Laylatul Bara' as well. So instead of giving a lengthy bayan, we will curtail our bayan. Tonight is a night of action. People ask, what should you do on Laylatul Bara' night? What special wazifa is there to be read? Most of us, and I think it's our nature, that we look for something special, some special wazifa. My respected brothers and elders, we have to make amends for the wrongs we have done. We have to make islah, we have to reform the cracks in our life, in our spiritual life. One is the rights that are related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our deficiencies with regard to the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our salat, our zakat, our hajj, etc. And then very important is the rights of other fellow human beings, which we have trampled upon. And in most cases, we don't even realize that we are harming the next person, or we have harmed him. Whether it is through our tongue verbally, whether it is physically, or in whichever way, financially, we don't realize that we have given some person some dukh. We have hurt the person. That is hukukul ibad. So this is what we need to rectify in our lives. On a 15th night of Shaban, in fact the whole day, you'll find people, and of course all of us do it, ask for forgiveness and make dua for me tonight. And after that, the next day, everything goes back to square one. You ask the man for maaf now, and 2 days later, again you're harming him. So where's the sincerity? Are we playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? With Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Sharia? And don't wait for those occasions when we use these as excuses. You know, on a Monday and Thursday, our a'mal are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, Allah knows exactly, before we were even born, what actions you and I are going to do. But specifically on a Monday and Thursday, and therefore it is sunnah also, one of the reasons why it is sunnah to fast on a Monday and Thursday, is because our a'mal are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all the people besides those two people who are quarreling, fighting, they are harboring malice for one another. And Allah says, Anziru hadain. These two people, keep them one side. They will not be forgiven until they do not make peace. But alhamdulillah, Allah has given us these opportunities. So we take advantage of these opportunities, but we do not know when maut will strike. Like we mentioned the other day in the Hifz Khatam, Ajibtu min jismin wa min sihatin wa min fatan nama ila al-fajri. He says, I'm astonished, surprised, looking at this person, very handsome, very strong, pumping iron. But this young boy who's so energetic throughout the day, Nama ila al-fajri, is fast asleep throughout Fajr also. وَالْمَوْتُ لَا تُؤْمَنُ خَطَفَاتُهُ فِي ظُلَمِ اللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِي. But moth can strike at any time. In the darkness of the night, when the night pervades and moth comes, that youngster who is supposed to be so strong, he is not saved from moth. So moth is a reality. Last year, on this Laylatul Bara', we were not assembled in the masjid. So we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala right now. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you that this year you gave us that opportunity. Because the moment you make shukr, Allah's promise, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You make shukr, I will increase you in the ni'mah. Month of Ramadan came, we know what was the condition. Again, we beg Allah, we beseech Allah from the bottom of our heart. Ya Allah, do not make us see the Ramadan that we saw last year in our homes, spending Ramadan, Taraweeh, etc. in our homes. See, everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are genuine, sincere, and we make that sincere tawbah, each one of us, Each one of us. And collectively also make dua, tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will most certainly have mercy upon us. And whatever Allah decides, nobody can go against. No matter what power, and no matter who, and whatever. Nobody can decide against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah looks at you and I. How genuine we are. If we did not take a lesson, that the entire year passed, and how we passed the entire year, if we didn't take any genuine advice and take heed to those lessons that we have gone through, then respected brothers and elders, we cannot hope for a good future then. Then things will obviously be very bleak. But if we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will grant us His mercy. Yes, tests will come upon us. And various type of tests. But the difference will be, we'll be able to overcome those tests. Because now you have become a friend of Allah, and Allah will help you to overcome those trials and tests. In the narrations that appear, some of the du'as that have been mentioned on this Mubarak night, as I said, no special ibadah. You look at any literature, it will tell you read Quran, read some tahajjud, nafil, make some zikr, du'a, tawbah, istighfar. And this is how we make ihya of the night, how we spend the night. People like myself, we are extremely weak, and we cannot stay awake the whole night. So at least now, whatever little while we have sat, is also regarded as ibadah. And may Allah accept our sitting here, and grant us the blessings of this of the Laylatul Bara'ah. Of course, when you go home, then a few more rakats we should read. At least open the Quran Sharif. Recite whatever we can. Take your tasbih, whatever dhikr you can make. And very important, go in one corner and cry and beg and beg and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And also for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For our masajid especially, our madaris, our Muslim ummah in our country, throughout the globe, for Haramain al-Sharifain. So we make dua for Masjid al-Aqsa, for all the masajid, for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on this night he made dua in sajda. In one of the duas, sajada laka khayali wa sawadi wa amana bika fuadi. وهذه يدي وما جنيت بها يا عظيم يرجى لكل عظيم اغفر الذنب العظيم سجد وجهي للذي خلقه وشق سمعه وبصره. It's difficult for most of us to learn the Arabic, but at least understand what dua Rasulullah made. So if you cannot make it in sajda, we will raise our hands and we'll make our dua in English. What is this dua? Rasulullah says, سَجَدَ لَكَ خَيَالِي وَسَوَادِي. Oh Allah, my mind, my thoughts, my mind and my body has prostrated before you. And these hands of mine, they are in front of you. وَمَا جَنَيْتُ بِهَا. And the sins that I perpetrated with these hands. Of course, who is saying this? Rasulullah was ma'asum, committed no sins. This is a lesson for you and I, the ummah. We know what gunas we have done with these hands. And then he says, Ya Azim, Yurja li kulli Azim. Oh, most great, who is hoped for every great task and difficulty. Whenever a person is going through some great test, trial, tribulation, some mammoth task, some daunting task, Ya Azim, Ya Azim, oh Allah, you are most great. Yurja li kulli Azim. Ighfir al-zamb al-azim. Forgive me my big sin. We all know whatever big sin we have committed. Oh, our major sins. Oh Allah, forgive me my major sins, the wrongs that I have done. Oh Allah, my face has prostrated before you. The one who has created my face and the one who has given me the faculties of hearing and seeing. This is one dua. And the other very famous dua that most of you must have read it today for the past few days. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Read it after me. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Wa'a'udhu biridaka min sakhatik. Wa'a'udhu bika minka. La nuhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Inshallah, we have read this dua. What is the meaning of this dua? Oh Allah, I seek protection in your forgiveness, with your forgiveness from your punishment. Oh Allah, I seek protection with your forgiveness from your punishment. In second part, oh Allah, I seek protection in your, with your pleasure from your displeasure. In other words, Allah, don't become displeased with me. Allah, become happy with me. Wa'udhu bika minka. Allah, seek protection in you from you. And I always mention a small child that's troubling the mother. And the mother begins to spank the child. Where does the child run? So holding the mother's dress and running around the mother and saying, Ma, Ma, Ma. Oh Allah, I'm seeking protection in you from you. Then Rasulullah says, La uhsi thana'an alayk. Oh Allah, I cannot enumerate all praises for you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. If Allah has praised himself in the Quran, Oh Allah, I am praising you how you have praised yourself. I cannot really praise you because I am weak. I am feeble. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. And the third word that has been mentioned, Allahumma arzuqni qalban taqiyan naqiyan min ash-sharri la jafiyan wa la shaqiyan. What does it mean? Oh Allah, I am asking you to bless me with a pious heart. Naqiyan min ash-sharri, naqiyan min adh-dhunub. Oh Allah, let it be pure and void and clean from any sin and evil. In other words, qalbi salim. Must be a pure, clean heart. La jafiyan wa la shaqiyan. Must not be a hard heart, a wretched heart. May Allah soften our hearts. These are some of the du'as mentioned. If you cannot remember these du'as, whatever du'a we make, remember the hadith of Qudsi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل واحد مسألته ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Allah Ta'ala says it, if the entire mankind from Adam عليه الصلاة والسلام, your first person, Adam, till the last ummati of the ummat of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, entire mankind, entire jinn, all the jinnat also, all the human beings, أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم قاموا في سعيد واحد. If all of you have to stand in a common platform, one common ground, and each one is making dua in his own language, and he's begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you grant me this, oh Allah, you grant me this. Allah says, I will grant each person his dua. And nothing, nothing, nothing will decrease and diminish from my treasures. Nothing. This is our Allah. Allah is so loving. Allah is so kind. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so generous, most merciful, most compassionate, most forgiving. When we read the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see the meanings and we ponder, Ya Allah. Read the Quran and see the creation of Allah. And how everything is in His control. Therefore we not forget that we are all on this journey and we're moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let this journey be an enjoyable one. We make mistakes, we falter, we fall down. Again, tawbah istighfar, genuinely, sincerely, and begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon the month of Ramadan will come. May Allah grant us Ramadan. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan lana wa tasallimhu lana mutaqabbala. Ya Allah, make us see Ramadan with peace and make it be the best of Ramadan for us. without any difficulties, without any problems. Yes, if something is going to happen, then it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we make dua for afiyat, and I have mentioned this, I don't know how many times I have mentioned this. Always the best dua we can ask Allah is for afiyat. Make the dua tonight also. Means safety, security, from any type of calamity, harms and danger. Make the dua. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu wa ta'ala, the uncle of Rasulullah, asked Rasulullah, what dua should I make? The Muslim said, Sallallahu al-afiyah. Make dua for afiyat. So he made the dua, and after a few days he came back. Ya Rasulullah, teach me another dua. Teach me another. What should I ask Allah Ta'ala? The Muslim said, Sallallahu al-afiyah. And then Rasulullah explained to him, there is nothing greater than asking Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. This is the best dua you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So may Allah Ta'ala grant me, grant all of you, our mothers, sisters, brothers at home, throughout the entire globe, whoever is listening, and every other person, may Allah grant us the barakat of this night. It should not just be spent fast asleep and we lose everything. At least if we can go for Sehri, inshallah, that time also is the Mubarak time. And the easiest, the best thing when you go back home now, then just make wudu. If you don't have wudu, just go on the musalla for a few minutes, inshallah. In solitude, contemplate and talk to Allah. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is a sami'. Allah is all hearing. Even a dumb person, he talks, Allah hears his plea. Allah hears his supplication. Allah answers his supplication. And do not think, I'm such a big gunegar. One person said to me, my dua is going to be accepted. I'm such a big gunegar. I said, no, never ever think that. Allah answers every single person's dua. And that person who has committed the sin and he makes amends to Allah Ta'ala, he asks for forgiveness, then he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah forgives our sins and Allah transforms our sins into good deeds. Like the hadith says, that when there's a gathering like of this nature, and at the end, when we stand up, the angel says, قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in the condition that you have been forgiven, and not only that, Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, this is no license again to go back to all evil habits. If you make sincere tawbah, Ya Allah, I've taken drugs in my life. Ya Allah, I've become an addict. I'm asking you, Ya Allah, I'm begging you. You help me, nobody else can help me. I'm making the tawbah istighfar. Ya Allah, I've had a problem at home with my parents. Ya Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness. And go and ask your parents for forgiveness. If your parents have passed on, then you can still make amends by making istighfar on their behalf. If any promises they had made to some person, go and execute and fulfill that promise. Abundant dua on their behalf. These are some ways of making amends to them even after they have left this world. You've taken somebody's right, go and ask the person genuinely, see, I made a mistake. I'm asking for forgiveness. And inshallah his heart will soften. May Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Make a short zikr inshallah and then dua inshallah.
في سائل دروس شريف ذكر الله is the polish of the heart. All the male kutail, the filth in our heart of sins, anger, pride, jealousy and gunas and illicit relationships, whatever, love of dunya, anger, all these things have corroded our hearts. And we say, La ilaha illallah. All these, the filth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes it from our heart. Our heart becomes cleansed and polished. It becomes white, it becomes bright again. And when we take the name of Allah, then ponder of Allah Ta'ala's greatness. Say it in a sweet way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Allah, is so beautiful, so beautiful. It is so soothing. Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When a person makes dhikrullah, the heart feels its serenity, it feels its tranquility and peace.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم إنا نعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ونعوذ برضاك من سخطك ونعوذ بك منك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله forgive us completely my Allah يا الله do not deprive us of the barakat of this night my Allah Allah grant each person my Allah especially our brothers who have raised their hands now my Allah our mothers and sisters and others at home my Allah يا الله whoever is listening now my Allah they have raised their hands my Allah they are beseeching you my Allah يا الله we ask you by your اسم اعظم Ya Allah, by all your beautiful names and your most perfect qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah, you are most lofty, my Allah, you are most great, my Allah. There is no person greater than you, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. The heavens are in your control, the worlds are in your control, the skies, the earth are in your control, the mountains are in your control. The angels, the jinnat, mankind, the animals, the plants, every tree, every river, every molecule, every droplet of water, the oceans, the rivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, every sand particle, my Allah. Allah, the leaves and the trees, my Allah. The birds, the insects, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. You are Rabbul Alameen. Ya Allah, you are the Rabb of all the realms and worlds, my Allah. You created dunya, you created akhirah. Mort is in your hand, life is in your hand, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are awwal and akhir, zahir and batin, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are hayy and qayyum, my Allah. You are always and you will remain, my Allah, always, my Allah. Mort never overtakes you, my Allah. Sleep and slumber never overtakes you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, Ya Allah, grant us the barakat of Laylatul Bara'ah, my Allah. Ya Allah, our parents, my Allah, grant them the best of dunya and akhirah, if they're still living, my Allah. Ya Allah, and if they have passed on, my Allah, you make them maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise. Do not make the qabr a pit of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were disobedient children to them, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking istighfar on the behalf, my Allah. Record us amongst the dutiful and obedient children, my Allah. A Malik Kareem, there are so many people who are sick and ailing, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people in hospital, my Allah. People at home, young and old, my Allah. Some have got such rare diseases, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you are Ash-Shafi. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all those who are sick, ya Allah, grant them complete shifa, my Allah. Shifa-i kamil, adil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannat ufirdaus, my Allah. So many have passed on in the last year, my Allah. So many janazas we attended, my Allah. So many janazas we carried on our shoulders, my Allah. So many janazas we performed, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Qabristan has become full, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of them maghfirat, my Allah. Grant them the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of them left yateem children, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, you take care of them, my Allah. So many have become widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more to the iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not take away, do not snatch away this iman from our hearts. Strengthen our iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the noor of iman shine always, my Allah. Do not make us do anything or say anything, my Allah, or think anything that will take our iman away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us understanding of deen, my Allah. Make us, help us to implement deen in our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are trying to mislead us, my Allah. Ya Allah, shaitan has taken a promise and oath in your greatness, my Allah. That as long as man is alive, he's got ruh, he will mislead us. My Allah, you responded to shaitan. By your grandeur, your might, Ya Allah, you said, wa izzati, wa kibriyai, wa artifa'i makanihi. Ya Allah, you told shaitan, as long as man has got life, you will never close the doors of tawbah for him. Hey, Malik Kareem, we are asking you sincerely, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbatan nasuha. Ham nadim hai, ham sharminda hai. Ya Allah, we will not go back to the sins that we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making the promise to you, my Allah, we won't go back, my Allah. We have abandoned those filthy things, my Allah. That vice and evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're feeling ashamed of having committed those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have provided for us so much, my Allah. So many boons, so many favors, so many ni'mas. Ya Allah, you gave us iman. You made us the ummatis of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have provided for us everything we want, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, don't make us become disobedient slaves, my Allah. Make us become farma bardar. Make us to zakirin and shakirin, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight and our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya halal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, farij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-muttarin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties we are experiencing, Ya Allah, remove those difficulties completely, my Allah. Allah, whatever our brothers and sisters are going through, my Allah, you are well aware of each person, what mushkilat he's going through, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove all those worries and sorrows and grief, my Allah, and hardship and calamities. Ya Allah, especially this virus, my Allah. Ya Allah, 1 year has passed, more than a year, my Allah. Remove it completely, this pandemic, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you. Ya Allah, nothing can make you ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing can make you ajiz, my Allah. We know it is because of our doings, our sins, my Allah. You are testing us, my Allah. Do not become naraz and angry with us, my Allah. Don't become angry with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know you are independent, you are somewhat, you don't need any one of us, my Allah. But my Allah, we are most in need of you, my Allah. Allah, without you we are doomed, we are destined for destruction then, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, we are your ibad, we are your bandas. Hal kamzor hai, zaif hai. You created us, my Allah. You know our weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, guide us. Guide us, my Allah. Unite us, my Allah. Unite our hearts, my Allah. Do not make us to spend our time fighting and quarreling and swearing. May Allah make us become an ek ummat. Ya Allah, make us become ek and nek, may Allah. Make us become from the salihin, may Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not make them do go near haram, may Allah. Protect all of us from zina and riba and filth, may Allah. Give us that himmat, may Allah, to refrain from all sins, may Allah. Give us the most beautiful Ramadan, may Allah. In your masjid, may Allah, Taraweeh, all our 5 times salat, our iftar, our program, the i'tikaf, may Allah. Haramain Sharifin, ya Allah, open the doors of Haramain Sharifin, may Allah. Hey Malik Kareem, so many people made irada for Hajj last year, may Allah. But it was not written for them, may Allah. Hey Malik Kareem, don't make this happen this year again, may Allah. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us, may Allah? Ya Allah, protect us from all those fitnas that are going to take place till the day of Qiyamah, may Allah. Protect us, our wives, our children, our progeny, may Allah. Especially, may Allah, the fitna of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us more in Madina Sharif, Baril Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you just for a small piece of that soil of Madina Munawwara, of Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. You know how we are pining to stand before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there was a Mubarak, may Allah. It was because of our doing that we are deprived completely now, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, may Allah, forgive us. At least give us both in Madina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Houthi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have read so many riwayat in the different books of hadith. A group of people from this ummah will be going to hold the Kothar, but they'll be chased away. Suhqan, suhqan. Hey Malik Kareem, don't make us be among those who'll be driven away, may Allah. Allah, we want to hold the Kothar, the Mubarak hands of our beloved Rasulullah. Ya Allah, make him be happy with us, may Allah. Ya Allah, make his sunnah come into our lives, may Allah. Make his sunnah come into our lives, make us love his sunnah, may Allah. Make us love this deen, may Allah. Do not make us cheat and deceive people, may Allah. Do not make us have a bad character, may Allah. Allah help us in our mu'amalat, our mu'asharat, may Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, may Allah. People must say Muslims are good people, may Allah. They must not say Muslims are bad people, may Allah. Help us to give da'wah towards your deen, may Allah. Make Islam flourish again, may Allah. Allah grant us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah make us enter Jannah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah. Make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, may Allah. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Ya Allah, so many people requested duas for tonight, may Allah answer all the jais murads, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua qabool farma, all good works of deen accepted, may Allah. Ya Allah, the effort of da'wat and tabdeeq, tazkiya, ta'aleem, khankas, masajid, madaris, makatib, hifz classes, different organizations, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Halal and tayyib rozi. So many people are in financial difficulties, my Allah. Remove the debts and qarz that they have, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.